Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing? Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book, Spirit of America Party radio show. We got some vistas up on YouTube. One, in case you forgot that there's a war on, it's 911 A Danny Boy, sung by Roy Orbison. Speaking to Jimmy from Brooklyn today, he was on Bob Grant for about, I would say, almost 7 minutes, which is a long time when you're speaking to a talk show host. And he really had a lot to say. He says he's the only guy in America that's fighting the communists. Everybody else thinks the communists are gone. He happened to mention that, the overthrow of the government of Mexico that was orchestrated by Eric Holder, who gave a speech tonight to La Raza, the race. Eric Holder is a racist. He's with the race. Yeah. Well, the guy that blew the lid off of Eric Holder, I believe his name is Chris Gomez, but if it isn't him, it's another Latino-American, or as I call the Mexicans in Texas, Texicanos. Yes, and if I'm right about this guy's name, he's the guy that's been given Ajita to Eric the bomb holder. There are 70,000 dead Mexicans and 2,000 Eric Holder guns has killed a lot of them. So don't buy this story. It's only one border guard. Hell no, my friends. It's whole towns and cities. And narco-terrorists will deal with anybody. They'll deal with communists. They'll deal with the Justice Department. I don't know if lately if you found out. If you're a drug runner and you go up against a border guard, you can get that border guard sent to prison if he interferes with you running of the drugs. And that's on Bush's watch, and that's on Obama's watch. And anybody that has anything to do with that, I hope they end up on a suicide watch. A couple of things I'm worried about, I'll share them with you. One is, I'm afraid that we've lost our Supreme Court. Now, you can't bring it on all on down to one decision made by Justice Roberts. But I'll tell you, it's a very scary scenario. If you believe that Obama is an Islamo-Marxist and he's being handled by Hungarian KGB agents like George Soros, allegedly, if you believe that, think about this scenario. The first 2 years of Obama's administration, the only thing that was keeping us from becoming a Soviet state was, one, a Supreme Court judge. The 5-4 ruling was always in the conservatives' favor, except when they sold out the little children who were murdered at the rate of 1,300,000 a year in a program called abortion. Abortion, what a hideous name. How can a doctor who takes an oath to do no harm snap the head off a baby? How can you look in the mirror? You should be down at the gun shop buying a self-inflicted wound device. Did you do it for the money? Did you do it for the principal? Or the interest? Yeah, unbelievable, man. How can you do that to a baby? How can you do that to a baby? That's why God makes babies so beautiful, so you don't kill them. Same with puppies and kittens. Makes them helpless and beautiful. Because he knows the heart of man is evil. Yeah, and how can you be a mother and kill your daughter because she's the wrong sex? How can you do that? How can you do that? A woman's right to choose. Choose what? A knife or a scissors? Give me a break. The sooner we put an end to child murder, the sooner this country will grow again. And the sooner we put an end to drugs, the faster this country will grow again. You look at all these crimes, they're all drug-related. 80% of all crime in the United States is drug-related. Back to the Supreme Court. So Obama had the House, the Senate, and the presidency for 2 whole years, and the justice hung in the balance of one Supreme Court judge. And I often shuddered to think, imagine if the Soviets took out that one Supreme Court judge, like they tried to take out the Pope, or like they may have taken out the John Kennedy. But anyway, that's not the case anymore, because the Tea Party gave us the Congress back. Yeah, it wasn't the Republican Party that gave us the Congress back. The Republican Party is still under the rocks, waiting for this thing to blow over. It was the Tea Party. It was the old fogies. They got out there and hollered, holy hell. The greatest generation, one more battle. So now I think we've lost our Supreme Court. Now you got to pray that Obama doesn't get the Congress back and the presidency. But the Supreme Court is more dangerous than the scenario we had before. because now he can run something up the flagpole, and if the Supreme Court says it's constitutional, everybody's going to eat dirt. So say a little prayer for your Supreme Court, and definitely pray for the health of the four conservatives remaining on it. Because if we lose another conservative, which could very well happen in a boating accident, it could be 7-3. So is it 9 judges? So it's 5-4, so it would be 6-3. Okay, so having said that, I just want to tell you about that. And I'm worried about that. I'm worried about losing the Supreme Court. That clinches the deal. That gives the Soviets an open-door policy. Here's a message from Alan West. Alan West is very good. And you know what? White people would vote for Alan West. You know why? Because he's real. He's sincere. He's got skin in the game. He's got black skin in the game. And he served his country. And the PC crowd tried to get him court-martialed and strung up. But God was with him. And I hope he, whatever he sets his sights on, he gets the opportunity to succeed in that office. So he's a decent guy. He's a good guy. And he could use a little help. So that's my little plug for Alan West. I told Jimmy, told you Jimmy from Brooklyn was on. He was talking to, if you catch Bob Grant, usually Jimmy calls in, I would say he calls in about the last half hour of the show. And in 5 minutes, you will learn more about communism than you ever thought possible. He names names. He can give you dates, places, and he can tell you what they're up to and what they're doing now. So you should catch Bob Grant's show. And Bob Grant's a good guy. He was labeled with the race label a long time ago. Now that race card is getting kind of frumpy. It's time for a fresh deck. And never forget, racism comes in all colors. And if you don't believe me, ask the Chinese, ask the Puerto Ricans, ask the Cubans, ask the Irish, ask the Germans, ask the English, ask the Italians. Jimmy made a comment the other day. We were talking about a movie, the McMullen brothers, made by the by Pornowood, and the brothers McMullen, and it's about an Irish family. The father was abusive and no good, and he died, and the mother, after 35 years of marriage, walked out on the family and went back to Ireland, and the three brothers are left there to fend for themselves, and the oldest brother is married, and the other two brothers, one is a devout Catholic struggling with his Catholicism, and the other brother is a free agent. But what the movie was, it was anti-American, it was anti-Catholic, it was anti-Jewish, because the religious brother knocks up a Jewish girl, and she says, I'm not going to marry you. And he says, we got to get married. You got a baby. And she goes, well, you raised a baby Jewish? He says, no. She says, well, that's why I had an abortion. Isn't that nice? They got a little abortion plug in there. And every time you see the Irish guys, they all got a beer in their hand. And so it's anti-American. It's anti-Catholic. It's anti-Jewish. And it's a sad commentary on the morals of this country. And you know what Joseph Stalin says about morals? Joseph Stalin says the three strengths of the United States are patriotism, spirituality, and morality. And we have wiped out all three. Yep, you got kids that want to sing the Star-Spangled Banner, and the teachers throw them out of the classroom. So, what's more public schools splitting up boys and girls? There's a headline for you. Comes out of One News Now. So it says, Robin Gilbert didn't set out to confront gender stereotypes when she split up the boys and girls at her elementary school in rural southwestern Idaho. Let me tell you about the boys and girls going to school. I wouldn't allow it in college. I'm a segregationist. I think boys and girls should be separated till they reach the age of reason, which in the United States is 29. And if I want my son to get drunk for 4 years, or my daughter to cost me $40,000 a year while she hangs her breasts over a balcony in New Orleans working for beads when she's supposed to be a business major, I'm sorry, I ain't buying it. And take out a second mortgage? You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. I'm reading a book right now. I just started it. It's about an admiral. And this admiral was the admiral that was in charge of Pearl Harbor before December 7th. His name, and nobody knows him, he's a ghost in history. His name is James Otto Richardson. And when you see the picture on the cover of this book, Pearl Harbor Countdown, and you see this admiral, you will know the difference between men and pseudo men. And you'll know why the greatest generation was the greatest generation. This guy has got American fortitude stamped on his face. And he was relieved of his command because he said he would never allow the fleet to be tied up in Pearl Harbor like it was. So I just started the book, and once I read it, I'll tell you all about it. But it's called Pearl Harbor Countdown, if you want to get it. And it'll show you that, you know, America isn't as stupid as people think we are. The only thing is, this guy wasn't politically correct. And because of that, the Japanese caught us, except the aircraft carriers. They caught us good, and they sunk a lot of ships that day. But you know what? They didn't kill as many Americans as the Arabs did on 9/11, as the Muslims did on 9/11. Those good Muslims, those deeply religious Muslims. Jihad is in the Quran 160 times. These were the cream. These were the martyrs. They are martyrs in the book, in the holy book. They were doing exactly what Allah wanted them to do. They are the backbone of Islam. They are the saints of Islam. And they came to our town and killed innocent people, shouting Allahu Akbar. And if any communist tells you, sings you Gumbaya, stick your fingers in his eyes. So, having said that, let us bring us all together. I give you a tune, and we'll go back and we'll read some more headlines. I got one I want to talk to you about the re-puppies and how sickening they are. Oh, I'd give you an Irish tune, but you wouldn't understand it. It's about a guy who was 18 years old, and he sacrificed his life for his country. And we all know that that's no good. There was a guy who was a football player when 9/11 broke out, and he was making $11 million a year playing professional football, and he walked away from it to go serve his country. And you had to see the blogs that lit up on the internet over him walking away from $11 million to go die in Afghanistan. And they called him a jerk and an idiot, and he did die in Afghanistan, and he was killed in a crossfire, which is an unfortunate accident that happens. As a matter of fact, on D-Day, planes flew over Navy ships, and the Navy ships shot them down by accident. Accidents happen. That's why they call it war. And the fog of war. So, I'm trying to remember that GI's name. He was a Ranger. And everybody knows his name that knows football. Okay, I'm going to give you, I want to cheer you up a little bit. I'm going to give you a little Louis Armstrong. Great black American. Never played the race card. I'm sure he's seen tough times. I'm sure he was castigated many times and mocked. But you know what? He was an American first, and he was an example setter.
From the table up at Birdland to the place where Dizzy dwells, in the beards and the funny hats they love so well. All the boppers are assembled, and when they're really high, they constitute a weird personnel. All the riffs these cats are playing are crazy, cool, and gone like this. Ooly oo, Scooby Goo, Ooby Dooby Dooby, Ooh Bobby Dappin' like that. So let them beat their brains out till their flatted fifths are gone, and they'll pass and be forgotten like the rest. Yes, they're poor little cats who have lost their way. Ba 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 ba. They're little lost sheep who have gone astray. Ba 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 ba.
Love it.
They condemn, but every wrong note that they play is a gem. So Lord have mercy on every one of them, for they.
Looking at this Pearl Harbor countdown book, intelligence is everything. Without good intelligence, we are blind as a bat. And yet a bat has sonar. So we'd be blind as a bat without sonar. Intelligence is what wins wars. Good intelligence, and ours sucks. And definitely it sucked before 9-1-1 when those Clinton towers came down. And the Clintons formed a committee to investigate. And the first thing they said is, what did Bush know and when did he know it? But for 8 years, the Clintons helped bin Laden get ready. So, having said that, got that off my shoulders, listening to Mike Savage, who is considering a woman for VP, he automatically rules out Sarah Palin, calling her the musher. Halt those Huskies and let's track back. What happened to Sarah Palin? She suffered from acute labelitis. First off, you must understand how the party of death, and for my Latino friends, Party de la Muerte, undermines the nation. And get out of that party of death, amigo. They even undermine coal. Imagine that. Coal is their enemy. And coal miners are their enemy. And that makes 4 states on their hit list. No Republican, and by the way, West Virginia tonight is looking for electricity. No Republican woman is acceptable to the Democamos. The first female president can only be from the Jane Fonda camp. This is the party that founded the Klan and left 58,000 Americans to die in Nam, then blamed Nixon. They took us into Nam, starting with the fall of Dien Bien Phu, starting with Kennedy, and they brought us into Nam first as advisors and then millions and millions, and the draft. The draft brought all the guys who didn't have a college professor that could get them off the hook, or they had to go to Canada or Sweden and hide out, or London like President Pinocchio Pants did, smoking good weed, denouncing his country, demonstrating against his country, and we made him a president. Yeah, well, we got 45 flag burners in the Senate, and we made them all flag burning senators. So just look at what they did to Sarah Palin. She was labeled and ridiculed by Grey Poupon communists like Bill and PLO Dancer Marr, who said that the people that killed our families on 9/11 were braver than the firemen who died saving lives. That's Bill PLO Dancer Marr, who just donated $1 million to Obama bin Laden. And I don't believe that was out of his piggy bank. That's pass along money from communists. And David Lettucehead, then Barbara Wawa's TV show, The Puke, the party of death sent 60 lawyers up to Wasilla to crucify her. And who stood tall for her? Surely not the Frady Cat Repuppies. And then the porno wood smear machine attacked our whole family, as if porno wood has no skeletons in their hamper. Her daughter made a mistake with the wrong jerk, and the sins of the daughter were visited on the mother. A girl with teenage mentality is held up to ridicule by a nation that has a 50% adult divorce rate, not counting dogs without papers, and murders 1,300,000 American babies a year. And they single out a teenage girl with a problem for punishment. It gets worse. Pornowood gets her daughter's beau to betray the whole family. And then her daughter is in a bar riding a mechanical bull, wrong bar, bad judgment, again, a teenage mindset. So what happens? A nasty gay bully calls her mother a whore, and the daughter tries to stand up for mom, but nasty Brutus hammers away, and later he sues the Palins. And it was a stunt. It was a stunt for suit money. And a stunt working on behalf of the party of death. It gets worse. And David Letterman says on the Communist Bullcrap System, CBS, also known as the Catholic Bashing System, CBS, that the 14-year-old child of the Palins, who was at the ball game with her mother, should get raped by A-Rod during the seventh-inning stretch. This from a masher who spits on the wasted reputation of a once-great network. They waste $20 million a year on Trashface, who hides under the communist excuse that he's a comedian. And so does Marr. He can say anything. He's a comedian. How about I pee down your neck and tell a few jokes? The objective was to stop Palin at any costs. The communists practiced the teachings of Joseph Stalin and the KGB. And the tactic is assassination by ridicule. They use it all the time. Next time you're watching the commies doing a press conference, look. And watch anybody that's in works for Pornowood, Communist Comedy Central, HBO, and you'll see them. You'll see them at work at their finest. Who can survive and come back from that is surely not me. However, every night I dream that Todd Palin takes David Lettucehead hunting up on the North Slope just before winter sets in, and Bill Maher, too. Bill Maher can hold up the target. He can taste at the targets. My biggest disappointment is not with the party of death. That is their SOP. My disgust is with all the repuppets who scattered when a fellow Republican needed help. They violated the American creed, which applies to all Americans. It is indisputable and is the spirit of America Party's number one rule. The strong must always protect the weak, including the unborn. In my camp, I am told that the discouraging word is women will not vote for her. When I ask why not, I am told she's a real woman. She can hunt, she can fish, and she cooks. Not to mention she's good looking. She knows how to balance a budget and can bag a moose and make moose stew. And no one is going to take her guns away. The best that Saturday Night Cocaine Dead can say is she can see Russia from her kitchen window. That brainwashing organ resides at NBC, which stands for nothing but communists. The same malafeminas who fake a sisterhood despise her, yet unborn babies feel safe with her. She looks after her family first, and that includes all of us as in USA. You can go to YouTube and see Sarah Palin, one of a kind. She never failed us. We failed her. She had to be reined in by the same McCain losing mentality that now permeates Romney's run. When her name is mentioned, everybody says she can't win, and Fox won't even mention her name. Well, there's a convention coming, and the word upset is still in the dictionary. And if Romney looks feeble against the Islamo-Marxist, voters are going to turn to Newt to cream this Pied Piper. And whatever the outcome of the convention is, all hands will support the nominee. Never forget, the strong must protect the weak. And never can happen, happens all the time. Ask our God to guide us to the winning choice. He too believes the strong must protect the weak. He likes women, especially mothers. Vaya con Dios. Viva Cristo Rey. Spirit of America Party Radio Show.com and MediaCrapMatters.us. And don't forget to get the book. You need the player, you need the scorecard to tell who the players are. Hang in there. We'll give you another tune. You've been so good tonight. Oh, let there be you. Okay.
Let there be light, and there was a light. Let there be earth, and there was earth. If I had my way, I would ask of him. Please let there be you. Let there be rain, and there was rain. Let there be heaven up above. If I had my way, I would ask of him. Please let there be you. You are the feeling of spring. You are the beginning of dawn. You are the meaning of I would ask of him, please.
I was with some teenagers tonight. Well, they're not teenagers now. They're over 18. And they were all girls. And we were chatting, and I happened to mention that some of our relatives are kids. And they said, "How old are the kids?" And I said, 60. And they cracked up. They thought that was hilarious. But in talking to them, they're all coming out of high school, and they're going to a college. And one girl said that her bill for college is $50,000, and she expects to be in the hole for $80,000. And she's boarding. And my only advice to her was, you better have a job before you get out of school lined up. You better have more than one. And I think that's the problem today. These kids are coming out of college. They got no job lined up. So what they're doing is they're really voting against themselves by getting into hot with no way to pay it off. So rule number one, make sure you got at least the 7 irons in the fire before you start paying all that tuition money to communist professors who are going to tell you that Thomas Jefferson liked chocolate. Anyway, then the day before, we were with the generation under us at a pool party, and you know, like a summer festival, and a lot of different families and different jobs there. Some firemen, some cops, some administrative people that work in the hospital industry, and I got to tell you, I come from the generation that immediately followed the World War II generation. And when this World War II generation came back after kicking ass on 4 continents in 4 years, and they went into business and they opened up companies all over the country. Yeah. It's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable the things that they did. And one of the things that they did is they brought their teamwork to business. And anybody that started with them went up the ladder with them as they ascended the ladder. It was a buddy system, from the buddy system that won World War II. And I remember coming in as a young guy in sales, and these guys would take me under their wing, and we'd be at a trade show, and they had their old customers with them, and after they took their orders from their old customers, they would take their customer and say, "Have you met Tom? And look what Tom's got," you know, and they helped me get started. And today you don't see that. Today it's F your buddy. That's what it is. There are no buddies. It's every man for himself. I mean, women knowing that a guy is married, they don't care about the wife who he's going to make miserable. They're just looking out for themselves. And guys the same way. So that's what you got today. And that's why you got a 50% divorce rate. So the one thing I learned is that there is no cradle-to-grave pension-type job today. Most of Americans now work for 5 or 6 companies during their working a business life, and they're having trouble building enough of a pension. A lot of companies are cutting back on pensions, and if they're cutting back on pensions, they're going to be cutting back on medical benefits. I got news for you. And there are going to be people that are just going to run their businesses with part-time people. And I don't know what the provisions are for part-time people in insurance, but if there is no provision, that's what you're going to see. It'll be hard to get a full-time job. Then we got the real estate nightmare, where this generation is right now basically is underwater in their house. And I met a young lady who's married, and she has one child. And her and her husband bought a beautiful house out in Long Island on the water, planning to make a nice buck on waterfront property and real estate appreciation. Just at the time, it went into the toilet. So I think she had a house that was worth about $795, and they ended up getting, they had a bail out of it at $500, and they moved to downtown in New York in a one-bedroom apartment in a rent-controlled building. How's that? Does that sound like a success story? And you know what? They don't feel bad about it. They're playing through. Now you go to the bank and you say, hey, you know, I'd like to get a lower mortgage rate. And they say, why should we give you a lower mortgage rate? Your house is underwater. We're not taking no chances with you. Oh, you took a chance with me before. I'm still paying the VIG. Why can't you make it easier for me to pay you? Why should we? And that's what you got today. You got the Barney Frank, Christopher Dodd mentality. So I just thought I'd give you a little insight. And I'll add one to it. Talking to a fireman, he's talking about the Brotherhood of Firemen and how the communists are trying to break the spirit of the fire department, like they destroyed the police department, and they have destroyed the police department. And any cop that's worth his salt will tell you the police department is... do you know they have midgets now carrying guns? Yep. You know, there's no height requirement. I used to joke about that. I used to say you could be 3'5" and you can be the police commissioner. Now you can be a cop. Yep, they destroyed the New York City Police Department. New York City Police Department. And no cop is going to stick his neck out for the little money that he makes and loses pension. Today they're walking around. They're walking around and they're saying, mm-mm, I ain't doing that, I ain't doing this. What? Get there too soon? No. You see what happened? They got to a bar fight and the guy got 20 years in prison because he lost it. So now they don't go to the bar fights. They come late. They come very late. Oh, they won't tell you that. But anybody that has any sense knows that. And now, after having successfully demoralized the entire New York City Police Department with every liberal trick in the book, they're now going after the U.S. military, and their dream is to put the U.S. Marine Corps in blue helmets. That's their dream. And they're already infiltrated in the legal system in the Pentagon. And now Marines got to look over their shoulder to see who's filming their fight and who is and who's taking notes. And they get charged with premeditated murder. How do you like that one? If you shoot back, now you get charged with premeditated murder. Now, who's going to risk their neck for the country? So you know what they do? They sissify the military, going to turn it into a sissy unit. Now, who's going to join? You think macho men are going to join to be castigated as a sissy? Yeah, I'm not a sissy. Yeah. Oh, and here's the real sad news. You know, Obama has a casualty count that is out of sight in Afghanistan. Did you know that? Well, let's just say that Bush in 8 years had 461 Americans killed in action in Afghanistan. 8 years of 461. Obama is approaching 2,000. And here's the little trick that Obama uses. Like he lost SEAL Team 6, but you never heard that? Yeah, he lost SEAL Team 6. They're dead. 22 of them from SEAL Team 6 are dead, plus 8 other GIs, or 30. They were shot down in a helicopter. So how do you think Obama's media posts the death notice? Chopper crash. It was a chopper crash. and it was out of the news in 24 hours. I call it the overnight news. Bad news is always overnight, and anything that makes Obama look good will be there for months. Look, he's making a movie about getting bin Laden, but he's not making no movie about losing SEAL Team 6. Now, here's another tactic that they're using, and I'm accusing Fox of doing it today. Today on Fox, they announced 2 NATO troops were killed. Those are American boys. They're now sanitizing the death of Americans by calling them NATO troops. Now, they weren't calling them NATO troops under Bush. They started calling them NATO troops under Obama. And tonight on Fox, again, they announced the NATO troops, the 6 NATO troops that were killed today, turned out to be Americans. Well, surprise, surprise. And that's what they're doing, my friends. They're brainwashing you and sanitizing the truth. So here's a little note from a guy that's complaining, one of those senior citizens, you know. Don't say you were not told. Guess what 2015 brings? Medicare. Look clearly at the 2014 rate compared to the 2013 rate. For those of you who are on Medicare, read the following. It's short but important. The per-person Medicare insurance premium will increase from the present monthly fee of $96.40. It'll rise to $104.20 in 2012, $120.20 in 2013, and $247 in 2014. These are provisions incorporated in the Obamacare legislation purposely delayed so as not to confuse the 2012 reelection campaigns. Send this to all the senior citizens. Get on the tom-toms. So I just thought I'd give you that. You want a little tune? How much time we got left here, doctor? We got 12 minutes. Want to hear one of the first songs that started off the rock and roll era?
Yeah.
Oh, little girl of mine. Don't leave your happy
Rock and roll. That was five guys that hung around in the same neighborhood and did a little doo-wopping. High school kids. Frankie Lyman was 13. And all of these guys were drug-free. Elvis was drug-free when he first started. You think about that. And you watch the Beach Boys. You go to YouTube and you watch the Beach Boys and you see them starting out in the early 60s. They're all drug-free. And what happened? What happened? Country is overrun with drugs. And now the government wants a cut. They want to get in on the action. They're in on gambling. They got to cut it out. They're in on prostitution in the House and the Senate. They're selling themselves. Yeah. What else are they doing? Protection. They come around and shake you down for money. Send the EPA, a mafia out to get you. I found that guy who I was talking about. Now I got to find him again. Pat Tillman was the guy I was trying to... think about when we were talking. He was the guy who got caught in the crossfire. And when he died, they called him a jerk, too. How's that? He died for his country. He died because he didn't want to see anybody else get hurt, like the people who got hurt on 9-1-1. And they said because he walked away from $11 million, he was a jerk. Those are the same people that back in the 60s used to say, a better alive coward than a dead hero. But you see, not everybody's made that way. I remember seeing a Vietnam scenario where guys were talking about what they used to do when a new guy came into the outfit. They would lob a fake grenade into the crowd and scare the hell out of everybody, and everybody would dive which way in. Any way they could to get away from the explosion. And this new guy came in and they wanted to prank him. And they threw the grenade and he threw himself on it. And they were at a loss for words. Because he knew he would give up his life for them. You know, there's not too many people that do that. Maybe apostles. Maybe JC. Okay, I thought I would. I missed it. And this thing moves too slow. Let's see what we can do here. Here's another early rock and roll song.
Come back, my love. Don't go away. Come back, my love. Come back to stay. Love you so well, I want you to know I need your love so badly. What?
Do the
do do the wang,
do the
do do the wang,
do the wang, do the wang.
Oh,
of a baby.
I need your love so badly.
All those groups were drug-free. Little Frankie Lyman, 13 years old, just started with a little weed, and he OD'd. So he was an early exit in life. You can't dance around the fire and play morph. Not everybody gets to walk away. The guy's name was Pat Tillman.
So the big news today is that Pat Tillman was shot by his own friendly fire. And now the left wants it declared a homicide. But 911 was just a coincidence. 911 was just a fender bender. But when a GI gets killed by friendly fire, the Communist Party of North America wants it to be called a homicide. Well, here's my reply to the homicide charges. Soon we will all be Tillmans, not to worry. Everybody is going to get a chance to take a bullet for their country. The Arab world is small change. Wait till you see who arrays against us. Those who pretend to be divided will unite for the kill. Then we will have to defend your country or die. Never can happen has already happened, and war rooms over all the world are planning to destroy the American weakling. And that's how they see us, thanks to slime balls like you. I hope the Iranian student who ran over the 9 draft dodges gets transferred to Yale with a bigger truck. A country who betrays the military will have no military. Let's see you negotiate peace at the cockpit door on your knees with 2 minutes to go with a guy who says, shh, shh, it's okay. You better strike back for your country and you better support your country or you're not going to have a country. And who's going to take you in, loser?
My spirit and my voice.
folks.